Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Why you should listen to your critics. Yes, you have people taking shots at you, but it can help you. It can help you, and that is the topic of today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. Hello, everybody around the world. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday show. It's great to have you. This is for Saturday, October 25th, 2014. You know we're doing two shows a day now, right? You know, we are over-delivering. I want you to follow this model. When people really love what you do, give them more of it. You know, the one thing that rises way above everything else I do is my podcast. All right, of all the videos I do and products and things like that, podcast. More listeners, subscribers, downloads of this podcast than anything else I do by far. There's not even a close second. So what do? I went from one show to two shows a day just starting this week. It's great to have you. I want to talk before I get going how you can connect with moi. A couple places. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm always on Twitter at Sam Crowley. I love Twitter. I love it, love it, love it, love it. It's a great way. It's like text messaging each other. We can be like, you know, besties. You send me a tweet, I tweet you back. You got anything you want to promote, something that you're working on, let me know. You know, if it makes sense, I'll retweet it out to all the other tweeps out there. And just want to know what you guys are working on. Entrepreneurs, dreamers, what you got working? All right, let me know what you got working. At Sam Crowley on Twitter. Also, like our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/everydayisSaturday. And, of course, go on over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating. Wow, we had a lot of people do that this week. Thank you so much. The reason we need to do that is to get the show ranked always at the top of iTunes so people just like you searching for motivation, inspiration can find it. I can't tell you how many messages I get. Sam, I'm just so happy I stumbled upon this show because it really inspires me every day. That's you, the listener, man. You're the one getting this show ranked up there. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, let's talk about criticism. We don't like it. I know I don't. Look, both hands in the air. I hate criticism. And you know what? I hate it, but then I use it. I don't let, it's like I read a critic's, and I'm going to, you know, reference a couple things that are about me on the internet. Yes, yes, we all have our opportunities for improvement, okay? We all have our critics out there. But it's good stuff, man. But I look at it with like one eye open. Just be honest with you. You know, it's like, oh, you read it. And nobody likes to read bad things written about them. You know, but if you take it in that way, like this is a bad thing, this is a hit job written against me to take me down and all that stuff, then of course, I mean, there's no other way to receive it but that, right? But if you take it as like, oh, I wonder like why they would say that and is there any merit to it? Then you can look at it in a little different manner. And I got this, look, when I was in corporate, all we got was feedback, you know. We had an attitude survey feedback once a year. And let me tell you something, man. This was my opinion, and this is just my opinion, but this was the opportunity for all the average negative people to just bitch about the, you know, these were always the ones that weren't making their sales objectives, which means they weren't making any money because they weren't making any bonuses. And the reason all of that was happening is because they weren't doing the work. We never had negative attitude feedback surveys from our top reps. We just didn't. Now, they always wanted to make more money because everybody wants to make more money. If you're a top rep, you're motivated by money, by recognition. And look, we get it, man. You never want to lose your top people that are doing the job ethically and leading others. So we listened to them, but they never had anything negative to say. It was always the bottom of the barrel, always the people that were at the lowest of the sales ranks that had the worst things to say. So you kind of, I learned to tune that out and really tune in, like get my radar focused in on, is there some credibility to what these people are saying? And if it was a top rep, somebody that was really doing the job, that had something critical to say, I was all ears, man. You know, and there's something to that. But anyway, where I'm going with this, my book, and I wrote a book a couple years ago, called "No More Workdays: The Journey to Making Every Day a Saturday." And there's 36 reviews on Amazon. The book, it's 342 pages. It's a great book. You can pick it up for less than $6 on Amazon Kindle. And about $12, $13 in paperback. You can still have it. It's on Amazon. The audio version's available at audible.com. But a lot of great, great reviews. And I'm not going to read any of the great reviews because we don't ever focus on that, right? We always focus on, let me ask a question. If you write a blog post and you have 100 people comment and 98 of them are positive, you love that, right? I mean, you take that with you. You don't, you know, sit there and stare at them, but you're like, oh, thank you, thank you. And then you have two people just blow you up. Like, that sucked. Oh, my God. I can't believe you even feel that way. This was the worst article. Thanks for wasting. I can't even get this 10 minutes back. It took me to read this. This is terrible. Go away. This sucks, right? Something like that. You don't sleep that night. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't sleep that night. Somebody says something to you at work. 10 people are like, oh, I love the dress you're wearing, Julie. Oh, it looks so great. Oh, my God. Where'd you get that outfit? And one person's like, you wore that today? And you're like, oh, my God. You don't even think now. You don't even think about the 10 people who told you how nice you look. It's the one person's like, you wore that today? Oh, it's on. It's on like hot buttered popcorn, right? And you ain't even going to sleep. I mean, you're making voodoo dolls of these people. It's like, I can't believe they said that about me. Oh, my God, I'm going to kill them. Well, therein lies the issue, right? How much energy do you give to that? And you got to really, this is a situation where the internet, the best thing about the internet, look, you can't bite the hand that feeds you. I've made a lot of money online, selling products, speaking, everything. I mean, it's really been the number. Without the internet, I can't even imagine how Every Day of Saturday would have even taken off, because how would people in Australia, it would have taken forever. It'd be like putting a note in a bottle and throwing it out to the Pacific Ocean and hoping it lands on the beaches of Sydney. You know, it's just would have taken forever. But with the internet, boom, you put a website up, it really is that World Wide Web. Okay, it gets out there quickly. So I can't imagine. Now, the bad side about the internet is it can be 100% anonymous. And that therein lies a little bit of an issue where people can take a shot at you. They don't have to reveal who they are, any of the accomplishments they've done, what kind of money is in their bank account, who have they influenced, or any kind of value that they have added. You know, you hope that the playing field can be level, but quite honestly, it's not, you know? So I was reading the reviews of my book. I don't know why, but I thought, oh, let's see how the book's doing. And I haven't checked literally in probably, I don't know, 4 months maybe. And there's a couple of 1-2-star reviews. There's 33 5-star reviews, which we never focus on, right? 1 4-star review and a 1-star and a 2-star. I don't know how many other authors read their negative reviews to you on their show, but I want to do this because this is something where I'm actually going to reply to these two people because I think this was great that they gave. And I'm, look, you know me, okay? I throw compliments around like manhole covers, all right? I am not out to be Mr. Kumbaya, let's all have a group hug, and thank you for the feedback that I can do better next time. I really appreciate it. Nah, bullcrap. If I don't believe it, I ain't telling you that. Like, all through corporate, I had to swallow my pride for 15 years saying, oh, thank you. I'm so thankful for that feedback. I'll try to do better next time. Shove it, okay? That's what I say now. Now, with these two, I think there's some value to it. Here's the first thing, okay? Got 33 5-star reviews. I'm not going to even talk about that. People say, oh, I love your book. Great book, blah, blah. Needs more editing. 1-star. Oh, ouch. The author, Alex Martinez, goes on to say, this book seems more like a humble brag than any actual usable life lessons. Good for Sam for being able to accomplish what you have, but as far as anyone being able to apply his life story, good luck. Some areas seem embellished as well, but I guess that's what you get sometimes. Okay. Let me just read the other one first here. And this would be a 2-star review. And this one says, this is from, they don't have the full name, I'm sorry. It's Mode09 is the username on Amazon. Both of these purchases have been verified, by the way. So they actually did buy the book. It's not just some hit job. Okay, but not what I expected. From the title, I was expecting a lot of inspirational messages and program steps. But instead, it was more of a life story. This book showed Sam's struggles and climbs to get to where he is today, but at the end of the book, I felt somewhat of a void. It was all about him and very little about helping myself. So there you go. Two people feel pretty much the same way. Sam's bragging about his success and doesn't really give me any tools about how to make every day Saturday. All right. So there's got to be – now these are two out of, what, 30, 36 or so reviews on Amazon at the current time. But I don't want to discount them because I think I probably could have done better in one of two ways with my book. I could have, A, put in the title, this is more of an autobiographical journey. I tried to do that, the journey to making every day a Saturday, no more work days. I tried to, on the back of the book, I think, talk a little bit about this is my story. It's not the only story. I think I even did that at the very beginning. This is my story. It's not the only story. It's not the right story. It's just a story about how, you know, I went from being bankrupt to making every day Saturday. But I didn't want to give the impression that I was going to lay out some sort of 7, 8, 9, 10-step program. But with that being said, I know I'm kind of arguing against myself, right? I wanted people to just be inspired. You know, just take this story about just some ex-stuttering college dropout and use it. Just use it to inspire you, as if you were to go hear a speaker talk about their journey that you leave, and you're inspired to go do whatever it is that you want to do. And most people, look, 98% of the people took it that way. But I didn't want to come across as bragging. I just don't. I don't want to be that guy. I used to be that guy. I'm not going to lie to you. I used to be that guy. I used to brag when I was in corporate. Look how great I am. Look at my results. But I don't want to be that guy now. I use my lessons here. My podcast is really a platform. I share a lot about everything that goes on in my life, but I try to weave these stories in for you to take them and use them in your own life. Like if you're struggling with finances, if you're struggling with self-esteem, if you want to learn how to just get from point A to point B, just get going, like climb one rung on the ladder. I talk a lot about what I do because it's the only thing I know. What story do you know better than your own story? And most of it's true. So that's why I try to tell people, look, take what I've done, the good, the bad, the bankrupt story about the Soups On podcast earlier this week about the terrible experience I had when I was running a Quiznos, trusting other people that didn't earn the trust first and allowing them to literally ruin an entire weekend for me. All those stories I share, I think it comes across better also when I'm doing my podcast, because when you see a written word, anything can be taken in any context. You just don't know. You try to write it in one context, but it can be taken a totally different way. And that's why I like podcasting over blogging, for example, because for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons is the written word, you give the meaning to the word. When you're speaking, you can put emphasis on one word and downplay another word. So I want to share this with you today because as I was reading these two negative reviews, let's just call them negative, right? They're 1 star out of 5 and 2 stars out of 5 for my book. And they have some credibility to them. So I want to thank Mode09 as well as Alex Martinez for leaving these reviews, for not just following the herd. That's another thing to be said. They saw 33 5-star reviews and they said, no, I'm not buying into all. I know what I read. And this is how Sam's book resonated with me, and I'm not afraid to leave a negative review. And it wasn't a hit job. It wasn't like, I know Sam, he sucks, this isn't really what he's like, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't anything like that at all, all right? So I appreciate that, and I really do. And again, I got to say this again. I'm not one of these, you know, just say something to say it type of individuals. If you listen to my show for any length of time, you know that. So the moral of today's story, in today's Everyday Saturday podcast, take criticism, look at it, and just take a step back, minimize, and that's what I did. I read this review. I read the one from Alex earlier, and I just saw the one from Mode09 this morning, and I thought this would be a great topic for today's show. Number one of the two podcasts for today, Saturday, October 25th, and I took a step back, and I minimized the screen, went and grabbed a cup of coffee, and I read them again. That's what I did, because it hit me the first time. Like, this is not, I'm not bragging, but oh, damn it. Oh. I didn't mean, you know, that's, it didn't resonate with. And then I opened the screen back up. I read it again. I said, you know, one review said the same thing 4 months prior. There's got to be something, a little bit something to it. And look, maybe they were having a bad day. Maybe they were venting a little bit, you know. Honestly, I hope not. I hope these are honest reviews because I'm going to change my approach as I continue to write, which I want to do a little bit more writing. I'm more of an audio guy, a video guy. But when I write again, I want to be careful not to make it sound braggadocious and so first person and all of that. But I really, the tone of this book, No More Work Days, The Journey to Making Every Day a Saturday, I wrote it and I swear to God, there was only one purpose and it was to inspire you. It was to get you to think and look differently at your own life, how you can make your own Saturday, whatever that means to you, whatever that means. I just want you to be able to look up at the clock every day and say, man, I can't believe I have to stop doing what I'm doing because I love it that much. That was the sole purpose of the book. I hit a home run with most people, with a couple people I didn't, but I don't want to minimize those couple of concerns because quite honestly, the old Sam Crowley would have looked and said, 2 out of 36. You know, who cares? Don't worry about those two. Well, there's a little bit to, not a lot. I'm not going to say I'm overhauling my whole message and how I communicate, but there is a little bit to it, okay? So take that for what it's worth. Accept the criticism and look, just move on. Use it, don't use it, however you want to use it. I'm just saying look at it as not a personal attack because neither one of these two were, and see how you can get better. Are we cool? Awesome. Hey, happy Saturday, by the way. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.